Okay, so first, today's daf is sponsored by Ruth Seif on the occasion of the yahrzeit of her husband, Norman Seif, Rabbi Norman Seif. So learning tonight is Lilu Neshama of Rav Nissan Natan Ben Meir, Zechron Olav Racha. All right, and I should mention that Norman was a regular at the Daily Minyan in Shul, and it should be he should have an Aliyas Neshama, Aliyas Neshama. All right, so we're on Daf Ayin Gimel tonight, right? Is Ayin Gimel? Yeah, Ayin Gimel, right?
And yeah. He would be very proud of you, Ruth.
All right, we're on Daf Ayin Gimel tonight. All right, we're three lines from the top, 73A, three times the lines from the top. So Shchato Shel Ochlav, we mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday, again, so if a person, if he shecht in the Korban Pesach, Kedat Nekedin, when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, then he's doing a mitzvah, even though he's doing a Maaser Shechita, which would normally be a Malacha on Shabbat. But if everything's not right, then he's doing a Malacha on Shabbos, and then it's bad. So it's either a big mitzvah or a big Aveira. So the Mishnah says that if he shechted a Shel Ochlav, he shechted it for people who can't eat the Korban Pesach, i.e., you know, people who are old, people who are sick, and he either forgot today was Shabbos, or he's under the misapprehension of facts that he's allowed to shecht under these circumstances. So then, the Mishnah said, 1 minute, let's just check. So the Mishnah said that...
Chayav Chatzot.
Yeah, so let me get the line. He says... Shechato shel ochlav, so he's chayiv a korban chatat, right? So shechato shel ochlav. So the Gemara says pshita. That's obvious. Why don't even the Mishnah tell me that? He says kevan dahatam pasul hacha chayav. So we had a Mishnah earlier in our Masechta, and that was on Daf Samach Aleph. So the Mishnah on Samach Aleph says mafurish. This was a Samach Aleph and Aleph. It said he says shochet shel ochlav. If I shecht it for people who can't eat it, and then dot, 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 it's pasul. So I know it's a korban pasul. So if it's a korban pasul, then if I shecht the korban pasul on Shabbat, and I'm shogeg, so I'm going to be chay of a korban chatat, obviously. So he says, pshita, kevin dahatam pasul. Since the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, the Tana Mishnah already taught me that's a korban pasul, so hacha chayav. So here will be chay of a korban chatat. So the Gemara says, you're right, that is simple. He doesn't need to teach me that. Mishum the Tana Seifa patur, Tana Resha chayav. The Tana really wanted to teach me the Seifa case. The Seifa case is when he shechts for La'ochlav shlo' la'ochlav, for people who can't eat it and people who could eat it. So then, and then under those circumstances, he's patur. He's not chayav a korban chatat. In other words, it's a kosher korban. So tana reisha chayav. So since he's teaching me patur there, teach him the reisha case chayav. So the Gemara says vanami pshita. That case is also obvious. He says mishum dahatam kasher hacha patur. Again, the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, the same Mishnah that I referred to a moment ago, says if you shecht it La'ochlav, shlo' la'ochlav, it's kasher. It's a good korban. So if it's a good korban, so I know it's patur. So again, so we can't figure out what all these, why the Tana is bothering teaching me all these dinim in the Mishnah. Ella, I did the Tana shchato shlo' l'shmo b'Shabbat. Rather, the Gemara says the halacha you really want to teach me was shchato shlo' l'shmo. If he shechted, remember he has the korban Pesach, and he shechts it l'shem shlamim. So he says, so he told me shchato shlo' l'shmo b'Shabbat. So everybody agrees that he's chayav b'chatat. So Tana nami shlo' l'ochlav. So he threw in shlo' l'ochlav as well. But the real thing he wanted to teach me was shchato shlo' l'shmo. So the Gemara says, "V'hi gufa lamali." Why do I need that first halacha either? The Mishnah on Nun Tet also says, right, we had this already, that if it's shchato, let me just look at the Mishnah on Nun Tet. So, but the Mishnah says over there that this is on Nun Tet, 1 second. So this is on Nun Tet with Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ha-pesach shchato shelo l'shmo, dot, 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 is pasol." So I know it's pasul, so it's pasul. So as an analog for that, I know that I'd be chayiv a korban chatat if I shechted, you know, forgetting today was Shabbos or acting under a misapprehension of halacha that I'm allowed to do that. So far we can't figure out why the Tana is teaching me the halachot in the Mishnah. All the halachot seem to be, is simple and self-evident. So the Gemara says, Mishum de kabay leflugi Reblezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana really wants to teach me machlok between Reblezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, that was the case where an animal, say it was a shlamim, and it was a young goat, and he thought it was a korban Pesach. And he was toa b'dvar mitzvah is the topic. So that's the case where Rabbi Yeshua says he's patur, and Rabbi Yeshua says he's chayev. So in that machlok between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's one of the arguments that Rabbi Lezer propounded was that the first halacha, if he's shchato shlo l'shmo, whereas don't you agree that if he shechs it shlo l'shmo, that he's chayev, and Rabbi Yeshua agrees with that. So if he shechs it something which is not a korban Pesach, and he's doing the same korban Pesach, so Rabbi Lezer says he should be chayev as well. But the real halacha he wanted to teach me was machlok Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, and everything else was thrown in along the way. All right. Let me just pause for a second. Any questions of what we did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay, so moving on. Okay, so we're around 10 lines down on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, 73A, 10 lines down. So Amarli Rav Huna Bar Chinan Labrei, Rav Huna Bar Chinan said to his son, Ki azal lekame de Rebbe Zrika, when you go before Rebbe Zrika, Ba'ay Minei, I want you to ask him the following question. L'divrei Omer Mekalka B'chabura Patur, Shchato Shal Lechlav Chayav, Matikain. Now, this goes back to Masechet Shabbat. Now, remember, the Malachot on Shabbat have to be, like a tikkun. In other words, you're doing something positive with the Malachot. Like I'm bona, I'm cooking, I'm doing planting, I'm doing positive things. If I'm a kalkel, then I'm patur. But there's an opinion in the Gemara that by two Malachot, makalkel is chayev. And that's by making a chabura and be mavir. So there's an opinion of the Gemara that says, in those cases, even though I'm doing something destructive, I'd still be chayev. So, but then there's another opinion that holds that, no, that even in that case, you'd be patur. So making a chabur on Shabbat, the way Rashi learns, it's a told of shochet. Shochet is, when you slaughter the animal, making a chabur is I wound the animal. So what would be makalkel b'chabura that would be a tikkun, a positive thing? Let's say I make a chabur on an animal, so that the blood will come out and I'll give the blood to my dog. That would be something positive. That would be a positive use for making it. So that would be the case. Or you're shechting an animal. You want to eat the animal. That would also be a type of, tikkun. So he says to him, so let's read again. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chidna Labrei, Rav Huna Bar Chidna said to his son, Ki asal l'kamei de Rav Zrika, Ba'i minei, Devir Omer Mekal B'chabur Patur. According to the opinion that says, Mekal B'chabur is Patur. And it was, Mekabur is the same as all the other Malachot. You Mekalkel, you're Patur. He says, Shchato shlo l'ochlav chayev ma tikein. So in the Mishnah, we had the case where a person shechted a korban Pesach shlo l'ochlav for people who can't eat it. In other words, older or sick people, they can't eat the korban Pesach. And we said it's pasul. So the Tana of the Mishnah said that he's chayev a korban chatat. He's chayev a korban chatat because now he did a malach on Shabbos by shechting the animal. But he did it b'shogeg, so he's chayev a korban chatat. So he says, ma tikein. So what, in order to be chayev, he has to do malacha. But according to that opinion, the malacha is only done when I'm doing a tikkun, I'm doing something positive. So here he's shechted a shul la'ochlav, the korban is pasul. So what tikkun did he do that it could possibly be chayev a korban chatat? In other words, unless it's a malacha on Shabbos, that has some hischayvus, he's not going to be chayev a korban chatat. So he answered, tikein im alu lo yerdu. The tikkun was that even though the organs of this animal should not go on the mizbeach, but if they did go on the mizbeach, im alu lo yerdu, then you don't take them down. And that's a type of tikkun, and maybe that's enough to be mechayev him, the korban chatat. Let me just do a few lines and I'll pause, okay? So then the Gemara says, shechato v'nim sabal mum chayav. Let's say we had in the Mishnah, if a person shechted an animal and it turned out to be a baal mum, so that was a baal mum, it had a mum on it, so he's chayev. So in other words, he should have looked and seen the mum, he didn't see the mum, so he's chayev. So ma tikein, but what tikun is he doing with that shechita? In other words, again, it's a korban pasol. Now if it's a baal mum, it can't go on the mizbeach, so that previous answer we think is out the door. So what takana do we have? Again, according to the opinion, that in other words, we want to make this Mishnah go along that other opinion that holds that making a chabura is only if I have a takana, matikain. So tikain bedukin shibayin v'libed Rabbi Akiva da'amarim alul yirdu. So it would be a tikkun if the nature of the mom was dukin shibayin. So dukin shibayin, they translate cataract in the eye or growth in the eye. I don't know exactly what the problem of the eye is, but it's a mum, but the Tana Rabbi Akiva learns that, you know, birds aren't subject to being bali mumim, and this this type of mum could happen in a bird. So Rabbi Akiva holds if it happens in an animal, im alu lo yirdu. Again, so according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the same takana. So if im alu lo yirdu, so that's the way he'll have to learn the Mishnah that it's talking about that the mum was dukin shiba ayin. He says valib Rabbi Akiva demari im alu lo yirdu. He says, so now another line in the Mishnah. Again, we keep plugging in lines in the Mishnah, you know, to make it work well, according to the opinion that says that, you know, if to make a chabura on Shabbat, you have to be a tikkun. So one case in the Mishnah was Shechatovim Satrefa Beseter Patur. If he shecks the animal, and it turns out he has a trefa, but it's nothing that would be visible, then he's patur. He had no way to know it. But the Gemara deduces habagalui chayav. But if it's a trefa that's evident from like an outside, you know, looking at the animal on the outside, so mela, then he would be chayav. He says ma tikain. So what tikun does he have there? Here's a trefa animal. He shechs a trefa animal, and here again we can't say im alu lo yirdu because a trefa animal can't go up according to anybody. So what tikun is there? So tikain lahotzi midei nevela. The takana was, he removes it from the condition of being a nevela. If, you know, he shoots the animal, stabs the animal, you know, and it dies, then it's a nevela and it's metame. So here is a result of the shechita on this trefa animal, so it's not a nevela, and that's enough of a tikkun to be mechayev him. Okay, maktiv lo Ravina. So Ravina poses a strong kasha based on the following brisa. Hadatania shochit chatat b'shabbat b'chutz l'avodazara chayev ala shlosh chata'ot. So the Bryce says, if a person shechs a chatat on Shabbat outside the Beis HaMikdash for a Avodah Zarah, he's chayav for three korbanot chatat. So Rashi says, if you look on the right in the Rashi, 10 lines above where it gets wide, shosh chataot, mishum Shabbat, one, he's mechal Shabbos by shechting the animal. He says, umishum Avodah Zarah, he's shechting an animal for a Avodah Zarah. He says, umishum shchutei chutz, and he's shechting it for shchutei chutz. So, and you have to assume that all of these things were b'shogeg, each one. So he forgot it was Shabbos, and he thought that doing this for Avodah Zarah is permissible, and he thought that Shchuti Chutz is permissible. Anyway, he's chayv for three chata'ot. So he says, ma tikein. So what, again, focusing on the shochet chatat b'shabbat, so b'chutz, so what takana does he have there? He can't have the takana that it's not alu lo yirdu because it's not going on the mizbeach. And he can't have the takana that it's motzi midei nevela. If you look at Rashi, matikain, on the right, in the Rashi, he says, hacha filu taru midei nevela leka, tekrubit avodah zarah mitama filu be'oel. I can't say it's mitama midei nevela because since it's the shema avodah zarah, so it's mitama even be'oel. So what takana is there? There must be a takana because the Tana of the Brisa says he's chayav korban chatat on Shabbat. What takana is there? So Amar Rav Avira shemotzio midei Avram and Achai. Rav Avira says, now it's not going to be an Avram and Achai. Rashi learns, he says, "Levnei Noach shimach lo eno nerag." If Ben Noach would eat it, he wouldn't. Again, the penal code for Bnei Noach is very simple. It's always mita for all of the shemans for Bnei Noach, and the shemans for Bnei Noach is you have the big three, then Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet. So Avodah Zarah, Gilur, Shvichat Amim. Then Aleph is Avram and Achai, Beis is Birkat Hashem, Gimel is Gzela, and Dalet is Dinim. So those are the Dinim. So Avram and Achai is the first of Shem Mitzvot Bnei Noach, the way that acronym works. So that would be a Chiv Mita for Ben Noach if he eats Avram and Achai. Now he's not going to be Chai for Avram and Achai. Okay, so the bottom line, what we learned in the last piece was,
it's Avodah Zarah.
What? Say again, what?
But this was shechted for Avodah Zarah. How can the Ben Nachri eat Avodah Zarah? That's one of the six.
Yeah, but the thing is, if he eats it though, he won't be chayav eber menachai. I don't know what his other issues are. You know, eating. I don't know if eating tekrumah.
He saved him a little.
I don't know if the eating tekrumah of avodah zarah comes into the worshiping of avodah zarah. It's like offering the sacrifice to the avodah zarah is the avodah. But I don't know about eating it. But even lo yitzur would be. But at the end of the day, though, he's off from the eber menachai. That much he's out of. Now the basic idea we learned in the last piece was that that according to one opinion in the Gemara, even making a chabura has to be the shem tikkun, and each one. So in our Mishnah, we had cases where he was shechting it and it was a korban pasul, but in each case there was some tikkun. Either the tikkun im alu yirdu, if it goes on the mizbeach, you don't take it down. That was one tikkun. Where let's say he shechs it shlo lo ochlav, he shechs it for the sick and the older people who can't eat it. So it's a korban pasul, but im alu lo yirdu. And then we had if he shechted it and it was a baal mum, what takana was there? So we said that was the according to Rabbi Kiva, if it's dukin shabayin im alu yirdu. And then we said, let's say he shechs an animal and it's like openly notoriously a treifa, what tikkun is there that takes it away from being nevela? And in this case, shochet chatat b'shabbat b'chutz l'avodah zarah, so there it's not going to take a midei nevela because it's going to be mitameh as a result of being tekrumah b'avodah zarah. So the tikkun is it's not eiver menachai. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up, Fern? Fern first, then you
have Fern.
Okay. I think it's still Michael's question. The nevela, you know, the beseter, the trefa beseter, you can't see till you do the shlita, but the cataract, you can. So why are you shechting the animal with the cataract?
Yeah, he shouldn't have done it. He was somewhat negligent by doing that. But the Tana of the Mishnah said that if
he did it.
And we said again. Let's see what the Mishnah said. It says
it's a tikkun because if it goes up, you won't bring it back down.
Yeah, but I just want to know why he's shechting it.
Right. So we said in the Mishnah, shchatov nimtza baal mum chayav. If he shechs it and it turns out it's a baal mum, he's chayav. He's chayav in that case because he should have inspected the animal, so he's chayav. But he didn't inspect it.
The baal mum and the cataracts are both discovered after shechita, but are discoverable before shechita. Why do you need both cases?
Right.
So why do you need both cases?
Wait. Again, we said shechato. No, we said shechatovim sabamum is chayav. We said what tikkun is there if it's a baal mum? So we said that according to the opinion that it has to be a tikkun. That opinion would say that when the Tana of the Mishnah says Shchato v'dim tzeit baal mum, it's talking about a limited case, Dukin Shiba'ayin. That's the case the Mishnah is speaking about.
Okay. There's so not it's the same cases. Case. I got it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Any other? Robert, what's up?
If you do something for a avodah zarah, isn't the punishment karet instead of bringing a sin offering?
Yeah. In other words, if you if amazed, it's karet 100%. But you did it b'shogeg. You didn't realize that you thought that this is permissible. You didn't realize that you're not allowed to, or you forgot that you're not allowed to do this to avodah zarah. It was a shogeg case. It was shogeg. So that's the question. Any time that you're amazed, you're chayv karet, but shogeg, you're chayv korban chatat. So we're talking about a case that was shogeg. Shogeg is either, you know, l'vay Shabbos, shiga Shabbos, or shiga and malacha. So the avodah zarah, he forgot, he knew it was avodah zarah, then he forgot he's not allowed to do he forgot that he's not allowed to do this type of worship for avodah zarah. But that's the case. All right. Any other questions? Okay.
We could have given the Eber Menachai answer to all the cases, correct?
So Eber Menachai could have worked earlier as well. That's true. All right. The only thing is, though, Mistama, it would have worked. The only thing is that, it would have worked. I'm thinking like it's in the base of Mikdash, but so where's the goy get access to it? But yeah, it would have worked for the earlier cases as well. Okay. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. We're 10 lines from the bottom. All right. Now we're ready to finish this parak, and tomorrow we start a new parak. And the new perek deals with, I think, Odette, I think you like this, is the how to cook the Korban Pesach. Okay. So I think it's up your alley, Odette. All right. So, but between then and now, we have to make it through this last piece of Gemara. Okay. So it's a kachim sugya. All right. So shechatov and oda v'chulei. So in the Mishnah, we had, let's say he shechs it. And then after he shechs it, he learns that all the owners mashku yideim mina korban pesach. He says shemashku abalim et yadam, that the baalim withdrew. In other words, baalims, they each got a different korban pesach, and they don't want anything to do with this animal anymore. He says, or they died, or they became tamei. He's patur. He, the person who shechted it, is patur in that case. Bnei sheshachat berushot. He shechted it. In other words, he could have done the investigation, but this is another example of Toa Bidvar Mitzvah. In other words, he's preoccupied with doing the mitzvah, and we're giving him a pass on bringing the Korban Chatat for shechting the animal wrongfully on Shabbat, because it was not a kosher Korban, but he gets a pass on it in this case. Okay, Shechatov and Od V'chulei. So now the Gemara is going to bring up a different sugya, so you put that on one side. We're going to do this other sugya that relates to korbanot in general, or a korban asham, and then we're going to connect it back to our Mishnah. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna Marav, asham shnitek l'ri'ya, shchato stam, kasher l'ola. If an asham shnitek l'ri'ya means an asham that was consigned for grazing. So here, this gets to a little review for Daf Yomi people and other people maybe the first time. But remember, there are five chataot metot. Everybody remember? Five chataot metot. And the mnemonic device is vitimna. Vav, taf, mem, nun, ayin. Who remembers with the mnemonic what the five chataot metot are? This is the...
Ona died.
That's one. Well, let's take it down one at a time. Who's got the vav? All right, remember, let's go there. So one is Vlad Chatat, right? The offspring of a Chatat. And when it's Metot, it means it has to like be locked in a room and starve to death. You have Vlad Chatat, and the Taf is Tamurat Chatat. Tamur of a Chatat also has to die. And the Mem is, that's the one that Yosef said, Metu Baleha. Then the Nun is Nit Kapru Baleha. The Balim got Kapara in another animal. And the Ayin is Avrashnata. It aged out. So in any of those cases, it has to be a chatat meta. And then Chazal teach us, this is three lines above where it gets wide at Rashi. Again, these are Gemaras and Tamura. He says, kol shebachat meta ba'asham roa, that if it's something that a chatat would have to die for, so by a korban asham is for a certain enumerated aveirot, then it grazes, and then we wait till it gets a mum, and then we're poed of the animal, and then with the proceeds, with olot are brought. Okay, so let's do a few lines in Rashi on that for a minute. Okay, let's see. Okay, three lines before it gets wide at Rashi. So he says, "Kol shvachat meita b'sham roa ve'im nitko me'ala v'shlicho la'afar l'rot shista'ei v'ipol b'mum shuchalof toto." If he sent it off to the pasture to graze, so it should get a mum and he can redeem it. Ulahotzio lechulin, and then the animal will be chulin. V'chol aroim demeim noflin lenadava. All the animals that graze, so their proceeds go lenadava, like a voluntary offerings. Umahi nadavash, shisha shofar odi b'mikdash. There were seven like pushkas in the base of mikdash. Tulei nadava. That they would put in the pushkas all the excess for a chatat. Let's say a person designated $100 for the chatat, he only spent $80, so $20 would go for the nadava. And the asham, he says, it would be in misham, kate samizbeach, olot, basar l'shem, olot l'konim. So he had an asham. Let's say it's in kapru balav. Let's say his asham walked away, and now he brought another animal as an asham, and then he finds animal A, which he had originally designated as the asham. Now the asham can only brought for the asham; he can't rebrand it. So it's going to graze, and then it'll get a mum, and then he'll be poet of the animal, and then with those proceeds, he'll stick it in the pushka in the base of mikdash, and it'll be used for ketzamizbeach. Ketzamizbeach is like the dessert of the Mizbeach. It's like when there's downtime in the Beis HaMikdash, so they take this money to bring korban, or olot. He says, and the olot, the hides go to the Kohanim. Okay, so let's take a look back in the Gemara now, okay? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Asham Shini Takri, I had an Asham that was consigned to graze. It was consigned to graze. He says, Ushchatostam. And then he brings it, he gets it from the shepherd, he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he shechs it without anything specific in mind. He says, Kasher la'ola. Rav says, it's kasher as a korban ola, Rav says. So in other words, he's kind of short-circuiting the protocol. Normally we wait till it gets a mom, then you poda it, then the money goes in the pushka, and then bring it as an ola from there. But he just grabbed the animal and he shechted it without anything specific in mind. It automatically is converted into an ola. So the Gemara says, Amak Savar lo by Akira. So I see from that statement of Rav, the Rav holds I don't need a specific intent to redesignate the animal. In other words, once I brought, I brought the original animal that should be my korban. This thing now is headed, it or its value is headed to be an ola, but I don't have to think anything specific or do anything specific. By act of law, now it's an ola. That's what Rav says. He says, "Ihachi kilon nitak nami." So if that's the case, why does Rav give the halacha shenitak lari? It was consigned to grazing. In other words, l'chora, the idea is once the first korban is brought. In other words, let's say it's a case where the animal took a walk, and now it came back after I brought. So I had animal A, I wanted to be the asham. Animal A got lost, so I bring animal B as an asham. Now animal A shows up, so l'chora, animal A now is by act of law now an ola. It's like a walking ola. That's what we think. So why do I need it that it had to be consigned to the shepherd? Before, then I grab it, then it's an ola. What about beforehand? So he says, Ihaki ki lo nitak nami, gzeira la'achar kapara atu lefnei kapara. That's a gzeira, the simple pshat of gzeira de Rabbanan, though some want to say it's gzeira, it's really min a Torah. Gzeira la'achar kapara, that, in other words, let's say the case, you're right, the case where I brought the animal B as my korban, this animal is really now an ola. That's what it's saying. But there's a gzeira that I'm not allowed to use it as an ola yet, unless it's consigned to the shepherd, to the re'ia, because atu lifnei kapara, because I'm afraid that a person will come to use the animal before I got kapara. So in other words, that I'll use animal B as an ola before I got, or I'll use animal A as the one that got lost. I'll use animal A as an ola before B is offered as a korban. Now, to use it that way is not allowed. He says, if you look at the bottom line in Rashi, the last line in Rashi on the daf, he says, V'yev shor l'shno zevach l'zevach acher, kozman shomed l'shmo. I cannot change the status of an animal as long as it's like potentially the original designation. Once I bring animal B, then Mamela, I don't need an asham anymore. Then by default, it could become an ola. Okay? So let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. Okay? Let's just keep this. So the main idea to keep in mind is that Rav holds that by act of law, it gets changed to an ola. Even if I don't specifically think I want this thing now to be an ola, by act of law, it gets changed to be an ola. That's the basic idea. Lo by Akira. So the Gemara says, Umanat Tamra, where do I see that there's such a gzeira, you know, la'achar kapara because of lefnei kapara? In other words, this gzeira derabanan after kapara, in other words, after I already got kapara from animal B, so I have a gzeira that I can't use animal A till I gave it to the shepherd. That's really a gzeira because before I get kapara, that's the main major concern where we were worried about. So he says, Umanat Tamra, where do I see such a thing? Ditan, because we learn in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a Masechet Temura, Asham Shemetu Balav, if you have a Korban Asham that the owners died, Oshin Kapru Balav, or they got Kapara, like one animal walked off and then they doesn't another animal, Yira Achista Ev, so it should graze until it gets a mum, V'yimacher, V'plutamav L'nadava, and then it'll be sold, and then the damim will go into the daba. That's the one that Rashi was talking about, where the money will go into the pushka, and from that money, I'll use it for the Ketz HaMizbeach. Reb Lezer Omer Yamut. Latana Reb Lezer disagrees. He says Yamut. In other words, he's not saying that the Asham gets treated differently than the Chatat. Ya Kachatat Ka Asham. There's a Pasuk. Kachatat Ka Asham. The Tana Reb Lezer holds that the same dinim apply to an Asham as apply to a Chatat. So it has to die. Reb Yeshua Omer Yimacher Biyabi B'damav Ola. Rabbi Yeshua says it should be sold, and he'll bring with its value an ola. Rabbi Yeshua is saying he personally will bring an ola with it, with the value. In other words, not give it to Keitz HaMizbeach, but he, the person whose animal it was, will bring a korban ola. And also, there's a nafkamina which Rashi points out that, you know, that he'll have to do smicha on it, he'll have to bring the sachim with it. There are other differences. So the Gemara now deduces from this Mishnah, B'dama bin aval gufo lo. He says, apparently, the Tana of the Mishnah is saying, I have to use the damim. In other words, the way to do it is not to bring the animal itself, but to use the damim. In other words, the money. He says, but damim, he says, aval gufo lo. And why is it that I have to use the money? What, in other words, why do I have to wait this whole process till it gets a mum, and then I'll use the money? Why don't I just say, well, I already had kapara from animal A or animal B. Now I have animal A, and now it's an ola. Well, why am I going through this thing with the money? He says, the gazar la'achar kapara, in the case where he already got kapara, it's really not necessary, but there's a gzera d'rabbanan, I must do it that way. He says, atu lifnei kapara, because the concern that bothers me, I'm afraid that somebody will come to use that animal before I got kapara with animal B, and then you'll say animal A is an ola, and that I'm not allowed to do. So in order to, as a safeguard, I'm going to say, you know, give it to the shepherd, let it graze, let it get a mum, and then mamela, that'll serve as a guarantee that it's not going to happen anytime too soon. So shmamina. So from that Mishnah, so in other words, I see there's two elements. One is that we have the idea that it should be get a mum and be converted into money. And then we said also, if I take the animal, which I shouldn't do, but if I did take the animal and I shecht it, it has to have been consigned to the shepherd first. And then if I shecht it, it's an ola. Okay, so shmamina. So the Gemara says from here, I could deduce that there is such a distinction. And so okay, and so Rav holds the lo by akira. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take some questions. Okay, the basic idea we're saying in this halacha, which we're going to connect now to our sugya, is that if I have a korban asham, and one of the cases where, and then I get kapara with a different animal, so I don't need the asham anymore, Rav holds by act of law, it automatically becomes an ola. So that if I took it after it was sent to the shepherd, to the roa, and I don't have any specific kavana, it's an ola. That's the basic halakha that Rav teaches me. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Why can't you use animal B, no, animal A that you found as your original korban if you didn't use B yet?
If you didn't use B yet, you could use A.
So what's the problem? What's this gezeira for?
No. In other words, you're not going to use both animals, right? You're going to use one animal, right?
So what? Well, I don't understand the gezeira.
In other words, the gezeira is where we're afraid that he'll want to use, in my example, he'll want to use animal A as an ola before animal B has been brought as an asham. So to use it as an ola before B has been brought as an asham, he's not allowed to do that, right? That's the bottom line in Rashi. He says on the bottom line, "V'yif shal shon zebach lezebach acher kuzman sha'omed l'shmo." As long as he still has the potential to bring it l'shmo, l'shem asham, he can't use it as an ola. I'm afraid somebody's going to say, "Ah, you know, like, you know, I use it here as an ola, here there as an ola." So we want to keep people away from that scenario. So we're going to create, you know, more, you know, roadblocks. So we say, you know, let him grow, let him graze, let it get a mom, then be poda. So we're going to avoid that whole scenario.
But he can use it as an asham if he wants to, if he found it.
Yeah, he could use it as an asham. I think he could use it. Either one is an asham. All right. Okay. Now, the bottom line, two lines from the bottom. Eifei Rav Chista the Rav Huna. So Rav Chista poses the following question to Rav Huna, and now here's where our Mishnah comes into play. So Rav Huna quoted Rav, and Rav says that by act of law, this is Lobaya Kira. It doesn't need, I don't specifically have to in mind, it's a different korban now, and now it's automatically an ola. So, Eifi Rav Chisla Rav Huna, Shchatov and Odosh Shemashchu Balim Mit Yadam V'chulei. So he had on the case in the Mishnah where he shechted an animal, and then he learns that the Balim, you know, withdrew the registration from it, the register with another animal. So that was a case of Toeb Dvar Mitzvah, right? That was a case of Toeb Dvar Mitzvah. So he's Patur. He says on top line on the next Amud, B'tanya Law, we learn in the Brisa concerning our Mishnah. This Brisa is elaborating on this case in the Mishnah. Bechol ki aygavna yisareif miyad. If this, let's say, was not on a Shabbos, it was during the week. So during the week, he shechted the animal. It's not a malacha by shechting the animal during the week. But if he shechted the animal and thinking that, and without realizing that the Balim withdrew from it, the Tana of the Brisa says, Yisareif miyad. It has to be burnt immediately. So the Gemara is now going to adduce its question that we're going to do. And this is our connection with our sukkah. He says, Iyamit b'shleim b'bayi akira, if I say, in order to change the status of the animal, I have to specifically think I want this animal to be a different korban. So he says, "Hi pesachu, became in late balim habalei psulo begufo am tulahachi yisareif miyad." So if I say it needs akira before I change, like the status of the animal is a pesach. So once a pesach, always a pesach, till I specifically have in mind a different korban. So then I'm shechting a korban pesach, which is pasul, because it's korban pesach without balim. The balim have all, you know, taken a powder, so to speak. He says, or they registered for the other animals, and so it's no balim. That's psul begufo. It means the animal itself is not a fit animal. And I mean, what is a korban? So therefore, I understand it has to be burned. We'll see if it's psul begufo. I burn the animal right away. Elo I amrit lo. So that. That brisa seems to support the idea that I do need akira. In other words, Rav said I don't need akira. This brisa seems to say I do need akira. In other words, the animal stays in its status even though everybody's pulled out of it. Eli Amri lo bai akira. If I say doesn't need akira, so meresha havalei shlamim. So anything that's, if I shech the korban pesach during the year, so it's assumed to be a shlamim. So this animal is not fit anymore to be a korban pesach. So by act of law, I would say it's now a korban shlamim. So psulo mishamai, what's the psul would be if I shech the korban shlamim on erev Pesach? He says mishum davar acher. It's a different psul. The kashachit lay achar tamid shel bein arba'im. The problem is I'm shechting. It is a korban shlamim, but I'm shechting it after the tamid shel bein arba'im. So almost except for the korban Pesach, and we had. The Mechusar Kippur was also sometimes an exception for the Korban Pesach, but generally all the Korban would have to be between the two Korbanot Tamidim that are brought every day. So Ibur Tsurabai. So then it would require Ibur Tsur. Ibur Tsur means its appearance has to change. It has to be left around a while before I burn it, either a night or maybe a couple of days. Machlok and Rishonim, how long I have to leave it around. He says, Detanya, because so it means, is it a psul begufo or not a psul begufo? If it's psul begufo, I burn it right away. If it's not a psul begufo, then I don't burn it right away. So if it's a korban shlamim, but it's just the wrong time, that's not a psul begufo. So he says, "Tanya, learn in the brisa, zaklal kol shepsul begufo yisareif miyad. If it's begufo, I burn it right away." But if the problem was the dam, let's say the dam spilled on the ground, I don't have dam anymore, or ba'alim, I have a problem with the owners, what happened with the owners? So Rashi says, let's say the owners died by the Korban Pesach, or they became tame after Zrika. So he says, in those cases, Tubar Tsurato, it's the Beta Srefa. So I have to wait till it's Tubar Tsurato, till it changes its appearance, and then it'll go as the Beta Srefa to a place where it's burnt. And there's different places that burn. There's one on the Harabayat, and then one, so let's go slowly with this. So Rav said that a Korban, which is not fit to be brought as a Korban Hasham, which is going to be relegated to be a Korban Ola, that happens automatically by act of law. So if I took the animal after it went over to the shepherd and I shechted it without anything in mind, it's a korban ola. It's lo baya kira, that I don't need to uproot the original designation. But then we learned the brisa on our Mishnah on the top line that said that if I shechted the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and it turned out that there were no, that the people had registered for other korbanot, yisaref miyad, it has to be burnt right away. And now this is an animal that would normally automatically change into a korban shlamim, because there's no use for a korban Pesach. It normally reverts to being a korban shlamim. So that seems to say that it doesn't, it's not, but if it's a korban shlamim, it wouldn't be yisaref miyad, it would be two bar surato. So since it says yisaref miyad, so that sounds like it stays its status as a korban Pesach. So I'm shechting korban Pesach, which is pasul, subagufo, that's the right yisaref miyad, that's a kasha against Rav. Let me just do one more line, then I'll pause. Ella, the Gemara says, lo te mishchato stam kasher l'shamola, ella ema shchato l'shamola kasher, alma baya kira. So the Gemara says, we're revising what Rav said. We think that Rav must have said the opposite. Rav didn't say that lo baya kira, he says pung faker, baya kira. That does have to be, you do need it, you do need to uproot the original designation. So the way we understand it now, so Rav's original statement is you do need a kira. You can't just shech the asham that went to graze. You have to have specifically in mind that it's a korban ola. That's what we think right now. Okay, who's your questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did up till now? What's up, Fern?
If you come up with the korban Pesach and a psul gufo, and it's Shabbos, do you burn it on Shabbos?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you leave it on the side, you burn it right after Shabbos?
Right.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Let's go further. Okay. Now the Gemara, we're around 10 lines down on Ayin Gimel with Beis. Now, this is referring to an earlier sugya we had on Daf Samach Gimel. So the Gemara said there, remember, if I shech the Korban Pesach and I have chametz, so I'm over on Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So, but let's say I shech the Korban as a Korban Pesach during Pesach, so then I'm not over on Lo Tishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi because it's a Korban Pasul. But if I shecht it, if it's a Korban Shlamim, if I shecht it L'shem Shlamim, then I have Chametz, then I will be over. So if I have the right thought for the Korban, I'm over. So the Gemara deduces earlier that from the language of the Mishnah, that if I shecht it Stam without specifically in mind and originally been designated as a Korban Pesach, that is a Korban Pesach, even though I didn't think anything one way or the other when I shechted it, it's a Korban Pesach and I'm off from liability. So then the Gemara, now we have the quote. So the Gemara says, Ulu Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda da Amar, Nizrika min pi Chabura va Amri, Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda said, like from our Chabura, like our group of Tamidei Chachamim, they said, the case where it remains a Korban Pesach, Stam, that it's a Korban Pesach, is where the owners were Tamei Meitim. In other words, the owners at the time of the Pesach Rishon were Tamei Meit. So they're going to bring it in Pesach Sheni. Then, and under those circumstances, it remains a Korban Pesach. He says, Hai hu debay Akira. That requires Akira. He says, Haba Alma lo bay Akira. So from his statement, it sounds like Reb Chiya bar Gamda, the way he understands the Mishnah and the Sugya, that in general, it doesn't require an Akira. So the Gemara wanted to touch up Rav's statement and say Rav meant the opposite of the way we had it on Amud Aleph, and that he require Akira. But from Reb Chiya bar Gamda's statement, clearly he holds that they don't need an Akira. So my Iklam Emar, how will he interpret this Brisa on the top of our Amud? So take out Rav, put Reb Chiya bar Gamda. Reb Chiya bar Gamda holds, I don't need Akira for where I know that the animal is going to be a different Korban. I don't have to specifically think it's going to be a different Korban. And yet from the Brisa says that Yisareif, when I shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach and the Balaam have registered with other people, it's burnt right away, and it's still Korban Pesach, didn't get converted to be a Shlamim. So Elamar Rav Huna, Bereit Rav Yeshua, Hachamay Askinan, Gagon Shifrisho Kodam Chatzot, Umeitu Balaam Achar Chatzot. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says, we'll have to explain the Brisa on the top line one is talking about a case like this, that he was mafresh the Korban Pesach before Chatzot. He says, Umeitu Balim Achar Chatzot. And then after noon, the owners all died, Rachman al-Islan, Dehavale Nira Venidche. So the reason it has to be burnt is not because it's still Korban Pesach. The reason it has to be burnt is because it's Nira Venincha. Nira Venincha is Dihui. Remember we had this, it's more in the Kachim Sugis. Remember, once an animal is ra'ui to be brought as a Korban, remember it has flight status, and then we say something happens where it can't offer it anymore, so then it's thrown away. It's history. So in other words, it's dahui. So this animal can't be a korban pesach. It can't be a korban shlamim. It's neither one. He says b'chol anira v'nidcha shuvino chozir v'nira. So that's why the Tana of the Braisa says yisareif miyad. It's not yisareif miyad because it's a korban pesach that's pasul. It's yisareif miyad because it's not ruhi to be. It's not really to be any korban. It's not really to be a shlam. It's not really to be a. It's in essence a psul begufo. That's what it is. It's not really to be any korban. That's a psul begufo. That's why yisarf miyad. So now the Gemara assumes now we established that Rav Chiya Bar Gamda subscribes to the idea that that lo by Akira, we don't need to uproot the status of the korban. We're assuming that Rav indeed held like the way he originally stated it, not the way we touched up his statement, that Rav also subscribes to that. So Rav Chiya Bar Gamda and Rav are both on the same page that lo by Akira. So the Gemara says, Midu Tama L'Rav. Look, we're trying to touch up what Rav holds. He says, Ha'ama Rav, Bali Chayim Einam Nidachim. Rav holds there's no dihui for an animal that's alive. And Rav holds there's only dihui for an animal once it's been shechted. And Rashi gives an example of the case of dihui, let's say on Yom Kippur. Let's look at Rashi. The first wide line in Rashi downstairs. Bali chayim einin dachim vein dichui el b'dam o b'ba'alim kagon si'ir shel shem. On Yom Kippur, you have one si'ir la Hashem and one si'ir la Azazel, two goats that are like the same in size and everything. He says shenishkat. So the si'ir la Hashem was shechted. We kodem zrika damo made a mishtaleach. And then before we did zrika on the si'ir la Hashem, the one that was mishtaleach had a heart attack and died. He says, Yishafeich Adam. So the blood gets spilled out. He says, so that's a case of dichui. That's the case that's nidche. Now it cannot be offered as a korban. About kozman she korban chayin nifsal mishum dichui. So now we're back to square one. So we're still trying to reconcile Rav and Rav Chiya Bar Gamda with the Brice on line one. And again, we're six lines above where it gets wide in the Gemara. Elamara papa hamani Reb Lezer hi. So Reb Papa said that Brisa on line one follows the sheet of the Tana Reb Lezer, the Amar, v'chein hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach pasul. He holds that if you shecht other animals l'shem Pesach, that's pasul. In other words, animals that were not designated to be a korban Pesach, and I shecht l'shem Pesach pasul. So the other chachamim disagree, and they hold it's not pasul. You can read it as a korban. It's not, you know, but it's not pasul. But Reb Lezer holds shochet acherim l'shem Pesach pasul, double a psulo begufo. So it means that we'll say that this brisa follows Reb Lezer. Indeed, the animal was a shlamim. In other words, once the Baalim were Moshe Chideim, and they registered for other animals, so it automatically got converted to be a Korban Shlamim. But now he's shechting it L'Shem Pesach on Erev Pesach. So therefore, that's Pasul. So it's Pasul Begufo. So the Gemara says, V'i Reb Lezer hi Chatat Nami Mechayev. So if this line is going like Reb Lezer, so again, the case of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, let me go back, was he says, if Nimshku Ba'alim, he's patur. He's exempt from a Korban Chatat. V'i Reb Lezer, he Chatat Nami Mechayev. He should also be Chayev a Korban Chatat. The Leila Reb Lezer Tob Dvar Mitzvah, patur. The Tana Reb Lezer, in other words, if you're going to say that the Brisa follows Reb Lezer, and that Brisa is elaborating on the last case in the Mishnah. So then if that's like Reb Lezer, the last line in the Mishnah is like Reb Lezer. But Reb Lezer holds there's no Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, because Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah is Chayev. So that doesn't work out so well. So Ella, Tirgimar of Yosef, Bered Rav Salah Chasidah, Kamid Rav Papa, Hamani Yosef ben Chonoi. So this last opinion says the Braisa follows Yosef ben Chonoi. He Ditnan, we learn in the Mishnah, Mishnah Pesach Zavachim, Yosef ben Chonoi Yomer, Hanishchatim l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatap Sulim, any animal that was another korban and a shechted l'shem Pesach, that's pasol. Alma p'sula b'gufohi, u'mishum ha'chi yisareif miyad. So the reason it's going to get burnt is because it's p'sula b'gufo. In other words, that's the reason it's burnt. In other words, originally we started with the question, why yisareif miyad? So we assume it's yisareif miyad, that it's that it's still a korban Pesach, and that's why it's yisareif miyad. And it's a korban Pesach without balim, so it's yisareif miyad, it's p'sula b'gufo. But lu yetzur would be a korban shlamim, it wouldn't be yisareif miyad. But now the Gemara is saying, no, if I shecht any animal, l'shem any other animal, it is a shlamim. By halachically, it is a shlamim. But I shechted it l'shem Pesach. So that, according to this opinion, Reb Lezer subscribed to this as well. But Yosef ben Chonai has yisareif miyad. And then the second white line, uve p'turei, but as far as the hischaivas for korban chatat, sarver like Rebbe Yeshua. He holds like the Tan Rebbe Yeshua that Tobit of our mitzvah is patur. Okay, let's just summarize for a minute and take some questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll see where we go with this. I know it's a difficult Gemara. All right, now you look happier, Michael. Okay, now so we started off with the idea when an animal api halacha is going to be a different korban. In other words, from a korban asham, it's going to be a korban ola. Do I need to be oker? Do I have to specifically say, this is not an asham, this is an ola? Or do I say, by act of law, I don't need akira, it's automatically an ola? So we said that Rav subscribes, it automatically happens by act of law, it's an ola. And it came out from Ahmed Beis that Rav Chiya Bar Gamda also holds that way, it automatically changes. But then we couldn't understand this braisa at the top of Ahmed Beis that said that if I, and it was elaborating on the case of the Mishnah, if I shecht an animal, and I was shechting it like, on Shabbos in the Mishnah, but in the braisa is talking about I shecht it during the week, and nimshchu yideyim mimena, the owners had registered with other korbanot, yisareif miyad, it has to be burnt immediately. So we learned the klal is, if it's psul begufo, there's something wrong with the animal, then yisareif miyad. If it's psul ba'alim, then to ubar tsurato. I wait till the color changes, the appearance changes. So it's at least a night, and according to somebody showing it, maybe a couple of days, and then I burn it. But since yisareif miyad, so if I say it's still korban pesach, and now I'm shechting a korban pesach, but there's no ba'alim for the korban pesach, that's yisareif miyad. But if it's a korban shlamim, which is the way we thought Rav would hold and Rav Chiya Bar Gamda would hold, that automatically back to laws of korban shlamim, why yisareif miyad? I should wait to ubar tsurato, and then so the Gemara ends up saying that there's an opinion that holds that if I shecht any other korban, the shame korban pesach, that's indeed a psul begufo and yisareif miyad, but that opinion, and the opinion was Yosef ben Chonai, I think we said at the end, who was it? Yeah, Yosef ben Chonai, he subscribes to Rabbi Yeshua Shita about Tobit Dvar Mitzvah, if it takes place on Shabbos, he's patur from a Korban Chatat. Okay, who's the questions, comes to the thing we did so far?
When you're going to sacrifice something, do you have to like make a verbal pronouncement, this is why I'm doing it?
Well,
it seems strange that you're intending to do one thing and it turns out another. You would think that you know what you're doing, wouldn't you?
Well, the cases that we're dealing with are when people make mistakes. That's what all the cases in the Gemara are about. Ideally, you should say, you should have in mind or say, I'm shechting this korban, it's a korban Pesach, and I'm shechting it for this group, and that's my kavana. But let's say you had the wrong kavana, that's what we're dealing with, or I had no kavana, I'm just shechting it. So in this case, I'm shechting an animal, and the owners, and I'm shechting it for these owners, but the owners have already pulled out of it. So now it's an animal without balim. There's no owners.
But when I'm doing that, do I already know that, or I find that out after the fact?
You found out after the fact.
Then why should you be liable for something couldn't prevent?
Again, the Mishnah said that you're not chayav a korban chatat. The Mishnah said that it's toa b'dvar mitzvah. You could have investigated it, but you didn't investigate it. But notwithstanding that, we say you're patur. You're not chayav a korban chatat. But the question is, what happens to the animal? And we're more focused on, do I need, in other words, is the animal viewed as a korban pesach or a korban shlamin? That's what we're really after at this point. All right? All right. Well, then what's up, Fern?
Is the default to a Korban Ola or a Korban Shlamim?
So by Korban Pesach, by Korban Asham, the default was to an Ola. By the Korban Pesach, the default is to a Korban Shlamim. Okay?
By the Asham, it's an Ola. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go in for the kill, ladies and gentlemen. And it's getting late. Okay. Let's take a look. Now, we're on the second wide line on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? Rav Ashi has a different answer to the Stira with Rav and the Brisa. Okay? So we gave one answer. And now he's going to try to give a different answer. And the Gemara is going to say it doesn't fly. And we're going to stay with the original answer. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav da Amar, Kareb Shmuel, Ben Osho, B'Yochim, and Broka. Rav holds like a different Tana. In other words, this Tana, the Brisa says, Yisaref Miyad. There's a different Tana who says, it's two bar surato. So Rav is going to hold like this other Tana. He's not going to hold like that Brisa. And then our problems are solved, if that's the case. The Tanya, we learned the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Riochem, and Broka Omer, Im Yesh Shod Bayom, Leidai Mashku Balim, Ed Yedeim, Oshametu, Oshenitmu, Chayav. So he says that if there was enough time during the day where the person who shechted the animal could have ascertained that the Balim had, you know, registered with a different animal, or they had died, the Balim had died, or they became Tamei, then he's Chayav. That's like a qualification on Lach of the Mishnah. But the part we need is the next line. He says, V'tu'ubar tsurato. Now here, this case, tu'ubar tsurato, is not talking about the case in the Mishnah. It's talking about a case where you shechted it during the week. You shechted this animal that the owners had withdrawn from. He says, V'tu'ubar tsurato v'yotze l'beit ha'sreifa. So here, the Tana of the Braisa says, not yisareif miyad. This is tu'ubar tsurato v'yotze l'beit ha'sreifa. So it's perfect. So Rav holds it's a shlamim, and then that's it. So the Gemara says, "My taima, why is that? La bishum de lo bai akira. Is it not because Rabbi Shmuel holds I don't need akira? So mele now it's a korban shlamim. So he shechted the korban shlamim in Akinami, shechted after the korban tamid shalbein arbayim, but it's not a psul begufo. So mele it has it's two bar surato, and then our problems are solved." So the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do you know that that's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds?" Dilma Mishum de Savar law, Ketana de Bay Rabba Baravua. Perhaps Rabbi Shmuel holds like a Brisa that was taught in the base medrash of Rabba Baravua. The Amar, Afilu Pigul Nami by Ibur Tsura. This Tana holds that Ibur Tsura is even for Psul Begufo. So not like we said above. So even a Psul Begufo requires Ibur Tsura. The Aleph Avon Avon Minotar. He learns Xerishava, Avon Avon from Notar. Notar has limited time which you eat it. So he's saying, so he's learning from there that with Pigol, I have to wait a period of time before I Yotze the Beta Sreifa. Pigol is when I have the Machshava for Achila by the Mizbeach or the person outside the right Zman. He says, the Ilo Temahachi, because unless you, if you don't say that way, in other words, the Gemara wants to say, maybe this Rabbi Shmuel really holds, and the Gemara takes it that he does hold this way, that even if something's subagufo, it's two bar tsurato. So you don't have any proof if that's the case. And now the Gemara wants to say that I can prove it to you conclusively, that's what he holds. Dilo temahachi nitmu ba'alim ma'ik lememar. When the ba'alim became tamei, and they became Tami before Shechita. As the Ba'alim became Tami before Shechita, that's Psul Begufo. And that's one of the cases in the Braisa. Havadai by Akira. So in that case, I certainly need Akira. Da Amara Abhiya Bar Gamda Nizri Kapi Chabura, Yoshu Ba'alim Tamei Meitim, Vinifku the Pesach Sheni. So if the Ba'alim, were Tamei, remember we said, I definitely need Akira to change the status of the animal. So if he shechs it, so it's definitely it's being shefted as a Korban Pesach. It's definitely a psul begufo because the balam are tamei, and nevertheless he says two bar tsurato. El mechvar to kedushani meikara Yosef ben Chonoihi. It's clearer the earlier hasber we gave. Hadralach edvar miyashkot to everybody. Okay, now it's late. Let me just do one line in the next mishnah, and then we'll pause for some questions. All right, let's do the top line in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and the next sugya I think is easier. Okay, so the Gemara says Ketzet Tolin in a Pesach. How do we roast the Korban Pesach? Mevi'in Shvod Shel Rimon. You beat a spit that's made out of. I always think of a spit as a metal spit, but it's a spit made out of like the pomegranate, yeah. And I don't know what the pomegranate, you know, tree. I only know what the pomegranates look like. I don't know what the pomegranate, you know, branch looks like. But tokbo l'tokpiv, he sticks it in the mouth of the animal, ad beit nekuvato, until it's, you know, anus. V'notene k'ravia b'nei me'av l'toko, and he chops off the legs at the knees. And he puts the b'nei me'ayim, the innards, inside the animal. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yosi, because it says Roshoa Krav Yal Kirbo. All right, now any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did in the last piece?
According to the last shita of the Gemara, are there any cases where it's Yisaref Miyad?
So it sounds like not. I don't know of any cases, but he owes two bar tzurato. He sounds like everything sounds like two bar tzurato.
Okay.
That's the way it sounds like. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Anyway, the learning again tonight was Lilui Neshama of Rabbi Dr. Norman Seif. That's Rav Nisan Natan Ben Meir, Zechrona Levracha. So you have Elias Neshama of Ruth. Okay. Let me end the recording.